Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
At 97.3.
Hey, it's Sarah and Vinny. Thanks for listening to our podcast.
Remember, you can see us live every day and watch video replays at radioalice.com/watch.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. We are broadcasting live from the Winchester Mystery House, the spookiest spot in San Jose. I'm feeling a lot safer since our audience joined us. I really did feel like, you know,
the
all these
here.
Seats, all the ghosts are going to come in, and you guys are all sitting in ghost laps right now. So Winchester Mystery House hosting us again. This is, third or fourth time we've done a show from here on Halloween.
Yeah, I think I like our fourth time.
I see a lot of good costumes. I don't see any face paint or clowns, so that's good. Solid. If you are coming down today, go to RadioAlice.com first, because there's a few things that are listed that are not allowed.
There's some rules. Right.
There are some rules.
They made a movie. They get to be that way now.
That's right.
They tell you.
Well, right? They do have the best guns that are available, as everyone knows. So saith I.
Oh, Calamity Jane. Okay, yeah. Sorry.
All right, so we should. So Yuzi, this morning I'm like, is she supposed to be like a schoolgirl? has her little. She has her little braids
wait,
in.
Let me stand up.
Put your whole thing
it's
together.
Flat, right.
Wednesday Addams, everyone.
Maybe Wednesday when she got older. I might be Thursday.
Oh, very well done.
Maybe Friday.
It's Thursday.
It's Thursday. It is. Oh, boy. You're only Thursday. You got a ways to go before you become Friday, Wednesday.
Next week.
Vinny took some guessing this morning, frankly.
Yeah, I thought, that's not.
He's dressed in like a reflective outfit. I thought, oh, it's the guys who work on, it's the Caltrans guys.
I thought it was a tarmac guy.
From 17.
I'm an air marshal,
oh,
people.
An air marshal. Is that what they're called? I thought an air marshal was the guy
that. An air marshal's like a cop.
There we go.
Yeah, on the plane, but doesn't.
You're an air traffic.
Yeah. Oh, air traffic guy. That's what he is. All right.
My official title is air marshal.
Okay. You know what? You can have whatever title you want. Oh, that's now I feel like I know which way to go.
You got me?
I do. Those are strobe-y, man.
They're
sweet, aren't they?
I kind of like them a lot. Yeah. Battery operated? Can I feel that?
What?
Is that? You know what I'm thinking?
Maybe she is Friday.
I don't know what you're thinking, actually.
I'm thinking that she had a great time in Hawaii and things have revved back up.
You want to follow this? Is that it? Is that what you're thinking?
I'm thinking.
Which way should I go?
I'll be on John. Beep, beep, beep.
Come into the runway.
What?
Got a landing strip.
Oh, God.
Well.
And Sarah, your costume.
Yeah.
I'm Calamity Jane. There's Hooman.
Wait, we're not over you. Hold on.
Well, I'm Calamity Jane, pleased to make your acquaintance from the show Deadwood.
Sure. Did they have black puffy jackets?
Many people do not know this, but some of the mining work that was accomplished there did unearth the first vortex. What is this? Pyrex? What is this stuff made of? Gore-Tex. That's it. The first Gore-Tex mine was
Pyrex?
Found.
I think I cook in Pyrex.
Yeah, Pyrex is definitely for cooking. Vortex is definitely a weather thing.
Look, everyone. Hooman came to work today.
Can you believe
it? Two days in a row.
I know.
Oh my God.
Are you going to be all right?
My bell when I need it.
I'm supposed to be a swordless pirate, everybody. Swordless pirate.
Well, you can't bring any weapons in or even pretend weapons or things that are pointy.
You still look good, though.
Do I?
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's
sure.
only $80 this year. Normally, it's like $120, $140.
Oh.
No, $80.
Oh, $80.
Yeah.
How come?
For the rental?
Yeah, the rental. Sheesh. Is that too much? How much was that bad boy?
Oh, I don't know. This was purchased at Kmart the other day.
I'm going to say $19.99.
I don't know.
It looks legit, I got to say.
It totally does.
Hold on, everyone.
Reflective.
Let me see if I can do this without spilling that coffee. Reflective.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Hold on, let me get my phone.
It's on your jacket, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I know.
Oh, yeah, put your foot back up. Hang on. Oh, yeah.
Is it working? Is it reflecting?
Sure. Oh, my God. This guy is repelling automobiles everywhere, or planes, everywhere he goes.
Thanks, everyone.
They are called marshals.
Yeah, air marshals.
They are. Wow.
I'm telling you.
Just the guys that sat in the cabin and looked real
undercover.
Real mean.
Yeah.
They marshal planes.
Yeah. I told you.
That's what it said on the package.
Did it say that on the package?
No. These are actually like... They sell these for people who, you know, do stuff.
Oh, so those are legit things.
I
was going to say, that actually looks so legit that, like, people should go to Kmart to buy their Caltrans outfits. I'm sure they do. Are there really Kmart still around?
Yes.
Oh.
I
haven't seen
a
Kmart in years.
Mrs. ran out last night and got me the pants.
Oh.
We don't have any food at my house, but I got reflective pants.
I'm sorry. Were you going to return this? Because I actually pulled the tag off.
I wasn't.
Oh, good. That's good. High visibility, Ben. Bryn.
What is Bryn?
Oh, my God. These were $50.
What? No, that's this.
This was $50.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think your outfit was more than mine.
Yeah, your outfit.
It does
was more
have
than
a Kmart on it right there.
There it is right there. I've heard of Kmart. It's a fine place to buy K's.
Do you want to figure out Bryn, or do you want to figure out Vaughn?
Yeah, Vin. Well, yeah, hold on. No. It's not going to be hard to figure out Vaughn. Hold on a second.
It's pretty easy.
Let's start with Bryn. Bryn, what are you exactly?
What am I? I'm wearing typically what I always wear. I had a mask, and I just didn't bring it because I can't. I had two masks, and I was kind of a cop-out because it was an easy way to dress up.
No, you know what's a cop-out? Not having the mask.
Yeah.
Well, no. I can't bring the mask, so. Boo you. You're booing yourself.
You're booing yourself.
We're not booing ourselves.
We're all booing ourselves. We are not booing ourselves. Although I will tell you this. Bryn this morning, I don't know, 20 minutes ago, he's like, I can't get my computer to go on. The light's barely on. I think it's just too cold. I'm like, shove that thing in your crotch or put it up under your arm.
And I did that and it worked.
And it worked. Keep that sucker
later,
up.
I sat here like this, like praying, holding it between my legs.
Please work. Please work.
Amen.
And then sure enough, the green light came
on. And now we have sound bites.
You can't hear them out here.
Oh, you can't?
They're all in your headphones. Hold on. Do it again.
That's why it sounds so good in our headphones.
Take two.
That's okay.
No, we want to hear it.
Don't worry about it.
We want to hear it.
Oh, I was just playing. That's a jam.
Yeah.
Stand up Thursday.
Thursday's about to
end. Yeah! Oh, now it's a party. Pull my trigger,
let me blow your mind. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. You are going to hurt someone with those.
This really is a nice room, isn't it?
Yeah!
So far, so good. Hey, I want to thank Psycho Donuts. We do have some donuts. Listen, while they last, you guys, all right? So when we get to the break here, you're going to want to run over and mob the table. And then when is Organic Coup getting here?
They're here.
I didn't see them now.
There's a truck outside. I don't know if they're ready to serve,
fantastic,
but they're here.
Let's not forget Vaughn. Vaughn, what are
you? Vaughn.
Vaughn is a world champion, a World Series champion.
World Series? What?
That's a basketball jersey.
Yeah.
So it's a double costume because, of course,
I see.
I was originally just Taz from Space Jam.
So
The whole thing on.
Taz and all that.
And then last night, my Washington Nationals won the World
Series. Yeah, dude.
So I had to wear my Nationals scarf, which luckily matches the red.
I thought it was a whole outfit.
So it goes together.
You're the only legit Nationals fan that I know, and I was thinking of you watching the game going, oh, my God, he's probably freaking out.
I was going crazy.
Yeah, that was really neat because it was so slow, and they were losing, and even the commentators were starting to go like, well, it's been a good season for the Astros. Uh-oh. They were the expected, and then the hits started coming. I'm like, oh, my God!
That was me.
It's happening!
That was me.
Yeah, that was really neat. Nats won.
That's right. Go Nats.
Congratulations. You're the person in the best mood today will be young Vaughn. Yeah. Vaughn. All right, here we are at the Winchester Mystery House. Survivor last night. Did you watch it?
Do you remember telling me that it was on?
I don't, because I wasn't sure that I was going to have power, and so we right. didn't really talk about it.
Yeah.
So
well,
how'd you like it?
I didn't watch it. I don't know what day it is. I have no idea.
So if I hadn't said to you, today's Wednesday, you wouldn't. So
if you had said yesterday, oh, I'm so excited for Survivor tonight.
Oh, then it would have been
tomorrow night or whatever.
Well, I wasn't excited because I didn't. I figured I wasn't going to be able to watch it.
So I seriously was. I like don't even know what day it is. I was telling you earlier, we got no food at my house because the refrigerator, everything went rotten. We were going to make sandwiches, and the missus goes, oh, but we got no mayo. I'm like, oh my God, what is going on?
Yeah, most basic things.
I'm going to go get a pizza.
All right. Oh, that's
I did.
Boo-hoo.
Well, that was the move.
Yeah.
So I ate pizza and watched the Nats game, and it was good, but I didn't even think for 1 second about Survivor.
Oh, it was a good episode, too.
Was it?
Yeah.
Who got thrown out?
I'm not going to tell
you. Why not?
Because it's a spoiler.
Who wants to spoil it?
No, I'm not going to spoil it.
Spoil it.
No, you'll watch it. You'll watch it at some point. It's really good. It's worth watching.
It was a good one.
It was a good one. It was. They do such a good job of you don't know who's going to go.
Well, it's weird that when a normal sort of basic vote-off happens, you go, huh. Yeah. I forgot that that's normally how the show goes.
It's except anything that but normal.
They have these, they've really mastered the art of these crazy kickoffs.
Yeah, they also.
Blindsides, I guess they call them.
It also can be one of the best examples of like good sportsmanship when someone gets it and they get up and, you know, good on you guys. You got me. Good luck to everybody.
Oh, that's.
Getting that into the game.
You don't see enough double fingers.
Yeah, well, you basically see some last night. Everyone just couldn't believe how betrayed they were. And
oh,
just,
really?
Like, God, it's not fair. It's this, it's that. So it was a good one. It was good. So you see everything from the best of sportsmanship to the absolute worst of sportsmanship. On last night's, a good example of bad sportsmanship. Like, come on, man. It's a game. Suck it up. In fact, I think that's the title of the episode, the Suck It Up, Buttercup.
Really?
Yes.
Is it really?
Yeah. And you just handed me the costume thing. If you're coming down to the Winchester Mystery House, no weapons or anything that resembles a weapon. I mean, duh.
Our pirate doesn't get to have his sword.
Yeah. He doesn't even get to have his hook. I mean, come on. Not supposed to be any masks. Is that one of the people who works here? Uh-oh.
Let's talk to that guy.
Yeah, let's find out what's going on with that guy. You got to get the memo or what?
How'd you get through?
Oh, they had me take it off, but come on. This is my costume. Otherwise, I'm just a guy in a suit.
So this is guy in a suit wearing a gigantic...
Are you Smokey the Bear?
No. This is the Swedish band, the Teddy Bears. They always wear these masks.
Oh. So
yeah, you've missed us, but thank you for...
You went way obscure. And any minute now...
Do we have a prize for most obscure?
I don't think we do.
Michelle, do we have a prize for most obscure?
Where's Michelle?
I don't know. She's around.
The Winchester ghouls are going to chase him down and pull that mask off in 2 seconds. But
right.
Enjoy it while you got it.
So, mask and face painting. Masks. Not allowed. Although, there he is. We all know who he is. He's from some Swedish band called Teddy Bear. So, is that what it was? Something like that. And no clowns, please, which I'm fine with. No clowns.
Right.
No clowns. The full rundown of what is and isn't allowed is at RadioAlice.com. What was that?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm pulling music at the same time.
Oh.
Oh.
I don't recall asking for any music.
Yuzette did.
Oh, the music.
Oh, I did ask for something.
Oh. All right. So it's Halloween, you guys. We're going to talk some scary stuff today. I pulled a bunch of scary stuff for you. We're going to start with celebrities who have really seen ghosts.
Oh, I highly doubt that.
Is this from that show? There's a show.
It's not from a particular show. Some of them were told on shows, but People Magazine like gathered up all the various stories.
A bunch of BS, you ask me.
All right, so first on the list, Kristen Stewart. She's freaking creepy anyway, right?
Yeah.
Am I right?
Yeah.
You think she's creepy?
Yeah, she looks like a zombie. She's got like big circles under her eyes. She's all skinny and skeletal, like,
she's
Kristen Stewart.
What is it called? Resting bitch face?
I mean, she just has super that. Resting bitch face. She looks mad all the time.
Yeah.
Like, not just mad,
angry.
But just like, I'm bored and I'm mad. And also, I really haven't eaten much in a few years. So
I'm pretty hungry.
I'm looking kind of pinched as
forget
well.
Forget it. I'll just have a smoke.
Yeah.
I see that and that she's kind of anti, but in the new Charlie's Angels, the clip I saw, I thought she looked really sexy.
Really?
She's
clearly
very pretty.
It's a role and she's, you know, playing the character.
They were like, "Here, eat some donuts. Let's get some cheeks on you.
Psycho donuts will help
plump
you, with
you
that.
Up. Gonna plump you up." Kristen Stewart says, "I talked to them. Who knows what ghosts are? But there is an energy that I'm really sensitive to." Of course you are. By the way, all the side comments. That's a Calamity Jane. I don't know. I can't shut her up.
Kristen says.
No, that was it. That was her whole. That's these are short. These
oh, we're
are
not.
Short.
Oh,
we're not going to delve deep in any.
Oh,
of
that's
these
it.
Are just little short things.
You know, I had it with her. That's good.
Yeah, right. I mean, really, the fun part is just talking.
Well,
about
she's
her.
Had it with. I mean, that's the chick who got followed off the freeway. Mm. And they took pictures of her making out with the director from that film.
So awesome.
Like, undid that dude's marriage and completely undid her.
Yeah, her and Robert Pattinson. She had Robert Pattinson, for God's sake.
Well, she grew up in the Hollywood life. I forgot what her parents are or were, but she grew up in that life.
Is that right?
Yeah, so she's pretty bored of it.
Is her dad Jimmy Stewart?
Sure.
Okay, that seems good. Seems like a good dad.
Oh, gosh.
Before playing Princess Margaret on season 3.
I don't think that. He might be too old to be her dad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe you're like her grandpa. You can learn a lot from older people. Remember that.
So her parents were John Stewart and Jules.
John Stewart. That guy.
I love John Stewart.
Her dad was a big TV producer. And then I think her mom was like a...
She's a script supervisor.
Yeah. Actually, it says here, screenwriter. Oh. Yeah. So yeah, Hooman.
Australian.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well. I like Australians. I mean, I think I do.
Does Jane?
I don't know that many.
What's her name?
Calamity Jane, do an Australian Jane. Accent.
Well, I don't even know where Australia is. I haven't even heard of that place. What is that, a territory or something? All I know is it's early, but drinks sound great.
Has anyone here ever watched Deadwood?
One person. Hold on. Let's get her thoughts. Yeah. How's she doing?
Did it ever occur to you that maybe you could stand up and tell everyone what a good job I'm doing with Calamity Jane?
You're doing an excellent job.
Can you even believe it?
It's very on point.
She's nailing it.
Later, when I start crying, there'll be drool and snot coming from my forehead.
Yeah, you need to be a little more dirty and a little more smelly.
I could, you know, I actually consider rubbing dirt on my face. I'm like, no one knows who it is anyway. What
right. You know, we just gave the Swedish teddy bear crap, but you may have him beat.
So I didn't put dirt on my face. I cleaned up for the big show.
Really, only one person here watches Deadwood, huh?
Funny.
I said to Sarah the other day.
Not one person?
I go, Sarah, let's switch shows. Let's start watching The Mandalorian on Sunday nights. She goes, I'm into Deadwood. I'm into it. I'm like, all right.
So you're watching it with her?
Yeah, on Sunday nights.
And so how do you think she's doing?
She's fine. She's fine. I feel like, you know what? I feel like this woman's one of her minions. Are you?
Maybe just a little.
That's what I like to hear, my friend.
Hey.
Hey, what are you?
Oh, hold on. Wait.
Oh, what is she?
A wrecking ball.
Oh, she's a wrecking ball. Oh, look, she's got little naked Miley Cyrus Barbie doll.
Look at that wrecking ball.
Oh, that is fantastic.
Very well done.
Fine.
We have a hat or keychain for her.
I came in sticker. Like a
That's the one.
That's nice. Michelle, how are we handing out that we just
we do. Hold on.
So it's going to be a random drawing at the end of every break.
If you are dressed in costume.
All right. Yep.
Can Bryn enter?
No.
He can't.
He doesn't have a costume. Bryn.
But I'm the best one here. Come on, guy who's always a pirate.
Or a prince. Prince or a pirate. Those are the two.
Someone says, love the Calamity Jane.
Well, thank you very much. The one problem is that I can't use all the words that she uses all the time. They speak quite eloquently right up until the CS word comes up.
It's her. She just texted in.
Thank you.
And there's Sarah's number. Or it's your mom.
Thanks for the review.
All right, so let's do more of these. Kendall Jenner, that's the second to youngest one. Not the one who's worth $1 billion. She thinks that her mom's house is haunted. I'm so sure something in Calabasas is haunted. She says, Kylie and I would always hear footsteps on the roof when no one was home. Kylie's shower used to turn on all the time, and we never knew why. So obviously haunted. Oh, this one's good. This is a good one, because some of these are terrible. After a crash in 2004, Dale Earnhardt Jr.
Oh, I'm in.
Felt hands pull him out of the wreck. The fiery, fiery wreck.
That was in Sonoma.
Yeah. He was pulled out.
It was his
out.
Dad. It was Senior.
Later, so you've heard this story?
No, but I believe it.
Listen, later he goes, all right, why don't he's like, oh, thank you guys so much for saving me. Who pulled me out of the wreck? And everyone went, no one pulled you out. No one.
Yeah, okay.
I'm with that guy over there, whatever he said.
Yeah, he said he felt hands pull him out, and everyone went, nobody helped you out. Mm. You got out of the car yourself.
Yikes. Nope, that was Senior. That
okay, I did just get chills a little bit there. That's a pretty good one.
I like it. Okay. Kate Hudson this says that she and her mom can both sense. Her mom's Goldie Hawn. Mm. They can both sense spirits. She says if you see one, you're supposed to tell ghosts what year it is and say, you don't belong here. It's 2019. You don't belong here. Let's walk around the house here. Let's walk around the Winchester Mystery House and just tell the ghost.
I don't want to.
Ooh. Hey, it's 2019. You don't belong here.
I'm sorry, what the hell year is it?
Ooh. That's creepy. I hear that little is. Whispers and stuff.
You should keep that on during while
keep
she's doing
on?
A couple more.
I don't know what you're talking about.
This one's cute. Everybody has that grandfather that finds a quarter in your ear, you know? Keep going. Make me rich. Emma Stone told David Letterman that her late grandfather leaves quarters around. Like, every time she finds a quarter, she knows. Because it's not just a random quarter that fell down or,
yeah.
You know.
My husband has the same thing.
What?
Except with a dime. If he finds a dime, he goes, oh, va or vu.
His relatives are cheap, I guess.
Well, I was going to say something, but it would have been in poor taste.
So, va or vu?
Va or vu.
Those are his grandma and grandpa?
No, that's his mom and dad.
Oh, mom and dad are va and vu?
I think actually, if someone else knows, he's German and Portuguese, but I believe it's grandma and grandpa, but he always called them va and vu.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
So I think because his kids... You know, call them Von
call
Boo.
So
you know,
how grandma.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah,
course.
So every time we see a dime, he's like, oh, Von Boo are here. So he picks it up.
Oh, hey, I just heard my relatives arrive. Just let them get here. Ariana Grande upset some demons during a visit to Stull Cemetery in Kansas. Kansas, of all, and they call it the gateway to hell. Not Kansas.
Okay.
This cemetery in Kansas, though, people call it the gateway to hell, that there's that much activity. Mm. She says, we smelled sulfur, which is the sign of a demon, and there was a fly in the car randomly, which is another sign of a demon. I took a picture, and then there were three super distinct faces in the picture, and those people weren't there. They're faces of textbook demons.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, are we calling hell to check and... Oh, is that what you're going for? What, your fingers are too fat this morning?
My fingers are fat this
big fat.
800-400-3697. I got you, Holmes.
Thanks, bro.
800-400-3697. That's where you can text us.
And finally, I'll just do this one more. In 2013, Demi Lovato claimed that her house was... haunted by a young girl named Emily.
She does a lot of drugs, though, right?
Demi? So
one of those things.
Yeah, people are saying she's in trouble right now.
Yeah.
Who?
Demi Lovato.
What do you mean in trouble?
Well,
because
like,
the book
you know.
Was... Oh, or she's relapsing.
Sounds like it.
Oh.
There's been smoke, a little smoke.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, she put that book out, and I don't know if she realized all the crap she was saying was going to be...
She's going to get asked
a
about
thing?
It.
Right.
Yeah.
It's a thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, you put it all out there when you're alone in a room with your ghostwriter. Right?
More ghosts.
Right.
And who wrote, what did she say to the ghost? This is amazing.
Did she say that to her ghostwriter?
Is it, Emily, are you a ghostwriter or just a ghost? I'm the lady who cleans this place. Could I just leave now?
I can't find the door. It's hard to leave when you can't find the door.
What's coming up in the news, Ben?
Well, I'm going to tell you whether or not daylight savings time will go away Saturday night.
Oh, my God.
It's going to. It goes away.
What? I thought you were saying that they were going to cancel the whole thing.
No. It's happening. Now I don't have anything to tease you with.
Oh, that's a story.
All right, broadcasting live from the Winchester Mystery House. It's Alice at 97.3.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It is the Winchester Mystery House live Halloween broadcast. Had someone come up and say, I was so relieved it was free. And that they didn't
event was free?
And that they didn't have to win anything. I could just walk in. I'm like, yes.
Oh, come on
in. A lot of times if we do a secret show, you got to win tickets or whatever it is. But, yeah, please stop by. We're here from 6 to 9. We have some breakfast. Oh, the organic Coo just delivered chicken
so
and waffles.
So good. I know. I had a breakfast sandwich. Vinny, what did you have?
I think he has a breakfast sandwich,
I didn't get to touch it yet, but I will have this.
Because you're reading your news.
I'm getting ready, yeah.
All right. Well, in that case, let's get to the news, shall we?
Oh, yeah. Let's do that.
Yeah, let's do it right now, Brent.
What's up, everyone? This House Report is brought to you by the Organic Coo. Do you want to know how you can make a difference every day for our planet? You got it. Eat organic.
Yeah.
Eat at the Organic Coo. All right. So here's what's happening. First of all, the time changes this weekend. It's Saturday night, Sunday morning, however you prefer me say it. You don't need to text in and say it's specific.
I prefer that it's Sunday morning at 2 a.m., Vincent.
Then there you go. You get up at 2 a.m., you set your clock back 1 hour, and then you go back to bed. Or
Mr. Hassan, sir.
Do whatever you need to do.
I need to just get up at the right time and reset.
There you go.
Thank you.
Except that your clocks do it themselves now, so.
Maybe your clocks do.
They do.
You fangled clocks.
Do you have a smart stove?
What is that?
You know what is trippy about now that everything, there's clocks that change. I don't look at my stove for the time anymore. Do you?
Yeah, I actually do. Look at
what?
And their microwave.
No, you don't.
I know where every clock in my house is. I look at the cable box when I'm sitting on the couch. When I'm in the kitchen, I look at the microwave. When I'm in the dining room, I look at the stove.
The thermostat in the hallway.
That's funny. Sure. And everywhere else, I look at my phone.
Well, at my house, we got no power, so you can't look at the... I'm just kidding. It's, you know, we have power back.
Okay, phew. Scaring me. Oh, my God.
It's been on and off.
So, remember I was telling you that on Tuesday, when we got our power back, it was right when my contractor, Dick, from Dick and Trumley... Mm-hmm. Dick, big ups, Dick.
Hey, Dick.
How's Dick?
I love Dick.
He's great. So, he rolls the
love Dick.
We now call it the magic generator off his truck. And as soon as we get it started and ready to go, we're ready to plug into it. The lights all come back on. We're like, oh, thank God. That's great. So yesterday, my brother still did not have power.
Oh, no.
So 5 p.m. yesterday, we roll the generator over there, mm-hmm. fill it with 5 gallons of gas, plug all his stuff into it, fire it up. The lights come on. I'm like,
get out of here.
It's magic. This is magic. Obviously, so if anyone needs power, you just call Dick and Chumley Construction Company, and they'll be over with the magic generator.
How long does that 5 gallons last?
I don't know.
24 hours?
I may never know.
Because you haven't needed it.
Every time I turn the generator on, the power comes back on. Incredible. It's magic, Hooman.
It's funny.
Did you lose all the food in your fridge, Vinny?
Yeah, everything. Everything's.
Did everybody here lose everything in their fridge? Oh, like 4 people? Oh, my God.
The same 4 that watched Deadwood, huh?
Yeah, the same 4 that watched Deadwood. It's crazy.
Imagine that, all the people listening, because there's a lot more out there than in here.
Right.
They have no idea who Calamity Jane is. In particular.
What are you talking about? Everyone knows who I am. I'm one of the biggest names in the Wild Wild West. Everyone knows.
Did your kid think it was a party when the electricity went out?
My kid?
Yeah.
No, they've been... Well, actually, I should say, and this is... I think most parents go through this. You try to keep the effect to them down to a minimum. Yeah. So for them, they're just like, where are we going and what are we eating? And everything's taken care of. So they're like, good. They're not tripping.
Meanwhile,
nice
the parents are looking over the kids' heads going,
oh, my God.
What are we going to do? I can't take it
anymore.
We
got no mayonnaise. How am I going to eat a sandwich?
Did they shut down our school?
No, they had school in the dark.
Oh, boy.
But again, everyone was making sure the effect to them was minimal. So, and I think that's probably the case, you know, Bay Area wide, wherever they've had to deal, the kids become they're always a priority. What am I saying?
They are.
So whatever.
The priority.
The precious little ones.
The Kincaid fire is now almost 50% contained.
Oh my God, that's huge from yesterday.
They've gained a lot of ground. And
firefighters, first responders.
Right, as you're applauding. Oh, that's not the room, that's Bryn's machine.
Well, it's everybody.
Right.
It's everybody.
I should add that the first responders, the firefighters, the brave men and women who've gone out to knock that fire down, man, that is.
Bravo. True life heroes.
Big work.
No doubt.
And we thank you.
Those are things that most people run from. They run in. Mm-hmm.
PG&E wants you to know that they saved 56 fires by turning off your power.
How do they know that?
They say that that's how many fires could have been sparked had they not turned off
like
all our power.
Like compared to last year or what?
I don't know.
So their lines suck even worse than they were saying.
I don't know. There's a spare the air alert also today due to the wildfire smoke. So that gets you current with most of that stuff. Now,
yes.
I don't know that we have a lot of baseball fans here, and certainly the Giants and the A's weren't involved in this year's World Series. But last night was a Game 7 of the World Series, winner take all, in Houston.
Should we go to Vaughn?
Vaughn is a Nats fan. He's from D.C.
And he's the only Nats fan we know.
The Nationals, against the odds, got the win last night. Congratulations.
3-2. Here it is. The Washington Nationals are world champions for the first time in franchise history.
Yay. That's the call last night.
Yeah, yeah.
Super fun.
I care deeply because of you.
So you were watching last night?
I was watching, yeah. I watched most of the game, you know, especially from the fifth inning on. Oh. And those two runs in the seventh inning were, like, magical and, you know, it's a great feeling.
I got to the game a couple minutes late because I was out grabbing a pizza. And when I sat down, it was already 1-0, and the Astros were up. And I'm like, oh, no, because it's been weird. And then it stayed boring, really, until the seventh. I was just like, God, nothing's happening. But once they started getting those hits, I was like, the whole energy turned. And everything stayed with them through the end. That was really neat. So, Seriously. Congratulations, Nats fans.
To you, Vaughn.
For the home team.
Yeah.
My home team.
Right. You're a D.C. guy.
And just quick note to on sports again. If you want to actually hear full-on sports all the time, I can't recommend a station. I think this is a good one to stick with. Mm-hmm. But anyway.
Oh, you're my favorite person right now.
Why is that?
He's just so smart. Funny.
Oh, you say so. I don't get all the jokes, though.
Steph Curry broke his left hand last night.
What the
Warriors were already in bad shape. We lost Livingston and Iggy. They left the team. They were part of the championship teams.
Durant.
And then Durant left as well.
Thompson.
Clay.
Clay's out with his knee. So the team's
who's left?
Already struggling.
Like a radio station.
We're still here. We're still here.
Ghetto.
I can't believe you just said that.
I said it yesterday on the air, too.
Outrageous, human.
Anyway, now Steph, it looks like, is going to be out. Broke his left hand. Versus the Suns last night. So.
The thing sucks.
Give him a it's new really stadium, and that's the end of that.
I know.
Should we all become Sacramento Kings fans?
No.
Come on, guys.
Boom.
Get him.
No, really. Chris get him.
Oh, come on.
Pile on.
Unbelievable.
I did the worst thing in a Hooman yesterday, you guys.
Oh, my God. I can't believe you're going to tell him.
Oh, tell us. Tell us now. Tell us everything.
I feel so bad. Like, I still feel super bad about it. In the job, we have like an Alice suite, all the studios, and then a sort of a loungy area. And then there's this little area called the Jock Lounge. And Hooman was writing his commercials. And I saw him there like a half an hour earlier.
And I said, hey, use that. If you need to tell me anything for the Halloween show, I'm going to be writing scripts in the other Jock Lounge. So just come and get me. I'll be writing in the Jock Lounge.
And I was in the office. I had to do a couple of my own and doing conference calls and stuff like that. And so time had passed, and I completely forgot you were there, or I figured you were already in the studio recording. And so I walk into the Jock Lounge, and I fill up the paper, the printer, you know, clean up after everything in the show. And then usually I shut down the computer because interns are on there, so I close everything out.
Yeah.
I closed out the computer.
And you hadn't saved
all
your files.
All my scripts. I went downstairs to move my car to put money in the meter and to move the car. And I come back and I use that standing against the printer. I go, where's my scripts? And she went, I closed everything. I go, why? I told you I was in here.
Sucker.
I felt so bad. Like, I was shaking. I'm like, I am so sorry. Because, you know, you spend a lot of time doing that stuff.
Yeah.
I hugged him, like, a bunch of times. I'm like, I wish I could write them for you.
But I won't. I can,
I'll
but
see
I won't.
You later.
No, it's got to be in his voice. So, obviously, it can't be Hooman's voice.
Oh, no.
So, I'm so sorry. I still feel bad about that.
I rewrote them and re-recorded them.
Yeah.
It's for Sting's musical. We got to play that Sting
interview
yeah. one of these days.
Are we having yet?
Did we never play that?
I thought we played it.
No, we've never played it.
Oh,
not
okay.
Not the whole thing, but
no, we
yeah.
only played that one.
We'll
bit
have
on
tickets,
for
right?
Mosley. I don't.
Yeah. What is
what,
the name?
What
of
is
this?
It?
The Last Ship. Yeah.
And is Sting performing in it?
He is. Yeah.
Not just Sting.
He's
music.
Starring in it. Yeah. He's starring.
Where? Like Golden Gate.
Yeah, only yeah.
Golden Gate Theater, everybody. Here's a little pre-plug for it.
That's
Sting. It's going to be in a show.
Yeah.
He wrote his own stage musical.
Yeah, it was Tony-nominated music.
Oh, well, has it been on Broadway?
Yeah,
so if I go to that show, can I yell, do a police song?
Yes, you can.
Yes, you can.
Yell out,
he walks in. He won't be able to hear you from your lousy seats away from the car.
You had to go there.
Of course I did, Minnie.
You're a mean lady.
I'm nothing if not consistent.
You know, that whole incident was worth it for this story, so I'm glad you did it, Yusef.
Oh, shut up. I felt so horrible. Still, it'll take me a while to get over that
writing
one.
Scripts,
wait,
though,
by incident,
God.
Do you mean that mean joke she made about how I overspent for Hamilton? Is that what you're talking about? That was mean. You're mean.
It's not mean. It's just really a callback. People enjoy it. They're like, oh, yeah, remember that one time?
Do you guys enjoy it when Sarah does that to Vinny?
They don't. See?
They do.
No,
they love
that
it.
Lady. She's like, it's
they don't know how to react.
It's rough. Wait,
well, because Vinny's sitting right there.
No. Oh, is that why? If I turn around, will you all applaud? Is
yes.
Okay.
Do you like it when I do that to Vinny?
Yes.
We do.
Anyway. A 48-year-old guy in Australia recently went to the doctor because he had a never-ending sinus infection and headaches.
Oh. What was
it? When the doctors did a
dusty down there.
They did a scan, and they noticed a firm gray mass in his nasal cavity. And they found...
Oh, I don't want to know.
Here we go.
Do I want to know?
It's good for Halloween.
Was a small baggie of weed.
Oh.
You don't
the guy
snort
said,
weed.
And I know, that's the stupidest thing.
Should have been a caterpillar. Right?
Yeah, I was thinking like a rat or, you know.
Yeah.
A rat?
A baby tarantula.
All right, I'll retell the story.
All right, yeah, start from the top.
A 48-year-old guy in Australia recently went to the doctor because he had a never-ending sinus infection and headaches all the time. When the doctors did a scan, they noticed a firm gray mass, and it was a rat.
Oh, no.
Can you believe it?
I can't.
The guy had a rat up his nose lodged in there.
It happens.
Crazy.
They crawl in for warmth.
Oh, my goodness. Trying to make a home for themselves.
The guy told him he'd snorted the rat 18 years ago when he was 30 years old. He was trying to smuggle the rat into jail for some reason.
And then couldn't get the rat back out once he got in there?
Right, it got up there and it was stuck.
Not enough rats in prison.
It never came out, but he just assumed it climbed down his throat and lived in his belly.
Wow. Sure.
So the doctors removed the rat from his nasal cavity. Mm-hmm. And he gets no more headaches, and he can breathe again, and everything's fine.
That's great. Did he go to jail for the rat?
No.
Oh.
By the way, that story, that's not the story, but it's fine. It doesn't matter.
We're all following you, Vin. We're not idiots.
Who is that? God, no one knows.
You're right. No one knows.
I just said that.
Oh, goodness.
All right. Oh, my God. Look at the time.
Oh, my God. Do we have texts? Are we going to get
You know
texts
what? I have texts on here.
Read us a couple.
All right. OMG, the best morning ever. All the family together for the second day in a row. I love know. It. Hey.
Oh, don't look at me.
Human.
We miss you so much, Human.
707s, are you guys live streaming? We're actually on Facebook Live all morning long.
Yeah.
Oh, we're on Facebook Live apparently all morning long.
510.
I wonder why you were filming us.
Sarah's killing it with the Calamity Jane. Love that character on Deadwood.
Thank you so much.
Is she dead?
Pleasure to
Love
be here.
Love that character. She is Jane dead?
Well, I was alive in the 1850s, so I'm gonna guess I'm dead. Obviously, I'm making a ghost appearance here at the Winchester Mystery House. Because this is where I get all my guns from. Sarah and I go way back.
Oh, you're good.
Thanks. Thanks, Thursday.
What's coming up?
We missed that. Usually a little old to be Wednesday.
So Thursday.
A little mature, I should say, so now she's Thursday. All right, so we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I got an engagement. These are not spooky stories. I mean, I guess kind of. I got a broken engagement.
You like that, huh?
I love that joke.
I got an eight.
Wednesday went into the bar and came out Thursday.
I'm Travel Everybody.
More ways than one. And the top Halloween searches on Pornhub.
Oh.
Coming up in the Winchester Mystery House. What? No, we shouldn't probably do that here.
No.
Take it away, Alex.
It's Sarah and Vinny. Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture. Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.